Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2:19 on a Thursday afternoon. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. This is Mark Sirri, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're live today from Citizens Bank Park. A little later today, Phillies welcome in the Nationals four-game series. And Ike, I tell you, the Phillies got through the tough stretch. This is it. After this, after they play the Nationals, they won't see a team with a winning record till July 23rd. They did. They basically played 500 through this stretch, assuming, you know, they get at least two this weekend. They're going to get through it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you sort of needed them to do. They've navigated this month of opponents that we all felt would be more than quality opponents for them. And so they've held their own. They won their fair share of them, and they're going to have an opportunity next month to sort of at least, you know, gain some ground and maybe even pass Atlanta. I don't have Atlanta's schedule in front of me or Washington's schedule.
I know the Braves take on the Yankees next week, so it kind of flips around the schedule.
So yeah, you don't know who those teams have to play in the month of July. So yeah, I mean, I think they've done the hard work. You got to get through this series, and we'll be in good position next month.
They are, and we'll see how big they go at the trade deadline. 888-729-9494. Phillies among the two teams that are most hotly pursuing Manny Machado. We know the Sixers rumors are out there. Unfortunately, it seems like everyone on the NBA is saying the Sixers, not the favorites to land any of these guys. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James. Who needs to star more over the next month? Is it the Phillies to push forward, or is it the Sixers to become a title team? All right, a couple things, then we'll go and talk to people. Number one, Nick Foles, 5:30. He's got the book out. NickFolesBook.com. Believe It, My Journey of Success, Failure, Overcoming the Odds. So excited to talk to Nick this afternoon, Ike. He's everywhere. Last night he did the event with Dom Giordano in 1210. I feel like Nick has been doing a tour here for 3 days on every TV station. I've seen him a million times. I haven't seen him in 6 months, and you see him everywhere.
Yeah, pushing that product. I mean, that's what you got to do. He's obviously released that book this week, and you have to sort of get out on that promotional tour and sort of tell your story, but tell it enough that you don't give away everything that's in the book so people don't have to go buy the book, but tell enough that it intrigues people to want to learn more about you. And I think, we've had a chance to, you know, at least from the outside watching his career from a pro career standpoint, see what that journey has been. And it's been a remarkable journey. And so it is something you would write a book about.
It is. Nick Foles' career is a book.
Yeah.
Literally. And it's become one. We're going to talk to him coming up. He will be on the show at 5:30. And because Nick's coming on, you know what we were thinking about today? We were thinking about great sidekicks, great co-stars, really. Because, Nick, if you were to talk about the 2018 Eagles, Ike, the star was Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. But the co-star, and if we're making a movie out of it, which someone might one day, it was Nick Foles. So we have a giveaway, a family four-pack of tickets, Reading, Fight, and Phil's coming up on Monday, July 2nd. At First Energy Stadium, which I love that stadium out in Reading. So we got four tickets to the game Monday with Reading coming up. We'll give those tickets to you. Here's how you get involved. We'll do a little side topic today, Ike, of great co-stars. This could be sports or it could be anything. It could be movies. It could be anything that really revolves around having, you know, a sidekick or a co-star. Nick, probably the best co-star in the history of Philadelphia sports. He has to be.
Oh, in the history of Philadelphia sports.
Co-star? He won the Super Bowl as a co-star.
Yeah.
Nick's a good one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll give you one. Let's start us off.
Go ahead.
Jason Wirth, who we found out yesterday retired. Mm-hmm. I think he should be on the Wall of Fame out there one day. He was a co-star in that thing because the stars were Utley and Howard and Rollins and Hamels. But they don't win without Jason Wirth, too.
Yeah? You're going Jason Wirth, huh?
Jason Wirth's my co-star. I'll give him that bump.
Okay, I need time to think of one.
All right, we'll get them.
A good one.
888-729-9494. So you get involved in that. We'll get you in the mix for our Reading Fighting ticket on Monday. Wendell in Chester's up on Mark Sirri. Hey, Wendell.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to remind everyone that we are the Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, and we have solidified our positions and made it as to set up for repeat.
Well, that's true. And there's no doubt, Wendell, this offseason was pretty clearly pretty clearly to try to win another one.
The
veterans they added, clearly, they want to win again. That's their priority right now to win
again. I don't see anyone in the NFC. I think a sweep in the NFC, especially when Mr. Wentz is better.
You mean the NFC East?
You mean the division?
And yes.
Oh, okay.
The whole division, NFC. I don't see anyone beating us in the NFC.
Well, Wendell, the NFC's pretty loaded.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. All them bums can just get assigned to the back of the bus.
Well, all right. I mean, you might not think it matters. I think it matters to the Eagles. The NFC's as good as I can remember in a long time.
Oh, not as good as us.
No, but as a whole, it's a tough conference to go through.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't see it.
All right. Well, the good thing is we're going to find out.
We will. Yeah. Wendell, we appreciate it. But I don't see it the way Wendell sees it there.
Oh, man, I see a boatload of talent in the NFC.
It's better than the AFC.
Way better.
It's flipped because 5-6 years ago when you had Peyton Manning still at his best or still throwing a lot of touchdowns and really good, Brady and the Patriots, you had Ben and the Steelers, and you had the Ravens who were still at their height. That conference was loaded. And the NFC was like, you know, the Giants would come out of it. A 6-seed Packers would come out of it. The Cardinals came out of it. That's not this anymore.
No, you got at least Packers, Minnesota.
The Rams.
What is Seattle going to be this year?
The Vikings made it to the title game and then upgraded a quarterback.
You got damn near the whole NFC South. Well, you may want to exclude the Buccaneers now because of the Jameis situation, but the other three teams are playoff-caliber teams. They were all in the playoffs last year.
That's right.
All three of them were in the playoffs last year. What are the Giants going to be this year?
Better.
So, I don't know, you know. And, of course, you got the Eagles there. So, you're going at least eight, nine deep in the NFC.
When you look at when they put out the latest Super Bowl odds, it's always like of the top 12 teams, it feels like 8 or 9 of them are NFC teams.
Yeah.
And then you have the Patriots, you have the Steelers.
And that's really all you got. You won't throw Jacksonville in there.
Yeah, maybe. People seem to like Houston if they get healthy. But that's a big if.
Yeah.
Watt's never healthy.
You got to throw some teams in there. The Raiders.
Right? Chiefs are always good.
Yeah, are they really
Super Bowl teams?
Like, well, here's the thing. Can they get out of the AFC? Are any of those teams going to beat Brady and the Patriots or Big Ben and the Steelers?
Probably not.
Because that's really what it boils down to.
It feels like a two-team conference with maybe Jacksonville again.
We'll see if the offense or the defense can carry that offense all year.
And if that team had a quarterback, they could win it.
Right.
Bortles, he could trust Bortles.
Yeah, I can't trust Blake Bortles. I'm certainly not afraid of him.
No. Even though they came close. They were winning that title game in New England.
Yes. Yep.
888-729-9494, #9494 to hop in. Talking Sixers, Phillies, who needs a star more right now? Not long term, but right now, who needs to go get one? And we got a Reading Tickets 4-pack coming up for Monday. Give us a great co-star, Mike in Philadelphia. What's up, Mike?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike.
I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller. And when you posed the question of who was a great co-star, it something popped right into my head. But in terms of my view of needing a star for either the Sixers or the Phillies, I really am on the side of saying that I think that we ought to grow both those teams organically and stop talking about trying to hire these hired guns to fill in the blanks for us. I really think that we're just putting ourselves through a drill trying to figure out what guys are going to do and what they're not going to do and how they're going to do it, who's pulling strings elsewhere. I think we've got the makings of two great teams here, and if we're patient, I believe that these both franchises are going to be successful.
See, Mike, I think the Phillies could because baseball is a different sport, and they might not need a star. I think they do, but they might not.
They do.
The Sixers do, though, Mike. They can't win a title with what they have. Can't.
But you can't do it with Kawhi Leonard and without having a guarantee that you're going to.
Well, here's the thing: you're not going to know it, Mike, unless he plays here. You're not going to know whether or not you got a legitimate chance at re-signing him unless he comes here, experience what it's like to play with Ben and Joel, experience what it's like to play in this city. Here's what we do know, that we're more than likely not going to be a destination of his when he's a free agent next year.
That's right. He wants to go to L.A.
If he doesn't come here and experience it first.
You know what I think it is, Mike? Mike, we appreciate it. I think it is, Ike, that I think we're too afraid on this.
Yeah, we are. Because we're not used to being in this position. That's why everybody wants to keep, be patient and wait. I'm afraid to mess something up. Man, believe what your eyes are telling you. And your eyes are telling you you're not winning without adding another star player to this team. I mean, the coach basically, his eyes almost popped out his head last week screaming it.
Star hunting.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could do it in his accent because it's the best accent.
I mean, what do you think he realizes? So it's not just radio talk.
It's real.
This is the organization's thinking as well.
I think we are too apprehensive and too afraid to take a risk. Is it a risk to trade Markelle Fultz for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard? It is absolutely a risk. Markelle could still become a star and Kawhi could leave. I get that. But it's also risk on the other side. If you don't trade for Kawhi Leonard and you don't land a star this summer, you're not winning a title next year, and then you are 1 year closer to having to pay Ben and pay Dario, and your chances of landing that star get diminished by the day. It's like a clock is ticking down on the Sixers. They could do it next summer, but then the pressure next summer becomes 10 times more because there's no summer after that. After that, you got to pay everybody.
You're trying to separate yourselves from the Milwaukees, the Minnesotas, you know, the Indiana Pacers, the Toronto Raptors. You don't want to be lumped in that group, right? You don't want to be stuck there. A team that's ceiling is the second round of the playoffs, and then you're out.
That's what the whole process wanted to avoid. That was the point of the process, to get great players to win titles, not to be good, to be great.
Boston is still there. Boston is still there with all the talent that they have. And with a general manager that may be willing to take some risk to try to improve his team. Like, we got to keep up with the Joneses here, man.
Otherwise, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the Phillies, the organic thing is fun. It's nice. But I think the Phillies, and the same thing goes for the Sixers, like, they have to – the Phillies, what was their slogan in spring training? Be bold. You could be smart and bold at the same time. The Phillies shouldn't trade Sixto Sanchez or any of the – if they think a kid or two in the minors is going to be a star here in a year, I'm not trading for Manny Machado. But if you can get Manny Machado and not give up anything you really believe in long term,
right,
that's being bold. Like, that's rewarding the team for playing well and going out and adding to what they have. 888-729-9494. Jason and Voorhees up next on Mark Cerise.
Jason Voorhees.
How you doing?
Character.
What's up, Jason?
Jason.
Yeah, now I want to talk Anthony Davis. Now, I believe this super team era actually developed to now nobody's in an untouchable, I feel like. Now names are getting thrown around. I mean, Anthony Davis, in my opinion, he's one of the best right now. I feel like in the next couple years, he's definitely going to be MVP candidate, definitely. I mean, last year he was. Would you be willing to trade Ben Simmons for, say, Anthony Davis?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if that's the best for the Sixers. Anthony Davis, I'd rather have than Ben Simmons.
Right.
But I don't know if that's going to help the Sixers get where they want to go, because you still need a third player.
Right. Now, do you agree with that fact that, I mean, with this super team era also came with nobody's untouchable. All these names are getting thrown around.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's no untouchables. Just build the best team.
Right, exactly. Now, for my co-star or sidekick, I think I want to throw out Klay Thompson, because I feel like he's such a big part of Steph's game, how he developed. Because if you didn't have another star 3-point shooter, would Steph be where he's at today?
Well, the Warriors probably wouldn't be where they
are.
It's a good one. Yes. No, Klay's a good one. Jason, we'll get you in the mix for our Reading tickets. I don't think people sometimes realize how good Klay is. He's met sacrifice the most. Draymond sacrifices, but I don't think he minds. His game is not really to score. Mm-hmm. Klay sacrifices his game.
Yeah.
Because they have two guys that score more than he does.
Yep. I mean, that's why that team works. That's why that team works. All the pieces fit nicely.
And they all allow the other one to do their thing?
They all got different roles.
Remember that Game 7 in Oklahoma City when they were down 3-1 when Durant was still a Thunder?
Yeah.
Klay was unbelievable.
That's how they won.
Right,
he
won
Klay. Yeah, he won that game.
No, he's a great. That's a great co-star. 888-729-9494, pound 9494 on your AT&T Verizon wireless cell phones. Don't forget, coming up 4 o'clock, Ike Juice Hotline, 215-625-6586. Tell us what we should ask Nick Foles later. We can solicit some calls from the people on what we should ask. We have Nick Foles, 5:30 today. His book is out. He will join the show. And we have a family four-pack of tickets to the Reading Fightin' Phils versus the Hartford Yard Goats. I love minor league baseball names. Like the Yard Goats playing the Reading Fightin' Phils. The Yard Goats. And we also have the Ike Juice Hotline coming up next hour. 888-729-9494. That's how you get aboard. Phillies, 2.5 out of first place. Nats coming in tonight. They're in this thing. And the Phillies, according to John Heyman, are one of the two teams most interested right now in trading for Manny Machado. We know the Sixers are out there star hunting. Which team right now needs a star more now? Not 5 years from now. Both Ike and I say it's the Sixers because of the NBA and the timing. What do you say? 888-729-9494. We'll come back. Your calls. We're live from the park. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.